We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, privacy one simplified. Guy. Niners beat the Cowboys 23-17. Let's go to Javon in the city.
Javon, what up, Javon?
We're going to get to Rob and his shotgun in just a second. Javon, what's happening? You're on the roast.
What's going on, man? What's going on with y'all? Hey, Vontae, you look good out there at Jerry World. You know what I'm saying? With that takeover, man. I was loving seeing you out there talking your mess, dude.
Hey, we going to talk that talk. That's what we do.
You already know. I wanted to talk a little bit about Juwan Jennings, man. We got to get that dude his flowers now, man. He is exactly what we thought Jalen Hurd was going to be for us.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's a clutch dude.
Yeah.
I'm excited about Jennings and Thomas, man. Ambry Thomas, he's been getting better every game.
I just
wanted to call and say that, man. Juwan Jennings, he going to be a nice red zone threat for us. And, you know, one more thing. I want to give a shout-out to all the Dallas fans who from San Francisco who flew to Dallas to watch their favorite team get beat by their home team.
Hey, the secondary, I thought this was the best game for the secondary all year. Now, did they have good front four pressure? Absolutely. But in terms of coverage downfield,
oh, it was great.
I thought that they had their best game. Jimmy Ward, although I wanted him to catch that
deep pass, but it was great
coverage. I thought Tart was great. I thought Mosley was outstanding. I thought that Ambry Thomas played his heart out yesterday. I was so impressed with the coverage yesterday. How many times can you say that, Bonte? Last 2 years. The coverage was great yesterday.
The coverage.
Thank
was great
God
yesterday.
Emmanuel's back.
The coverage was great yesterday. Ambry Thomas. Look, I remember Shassi, I was like, let this kid play. The kid just needs to play. You got nothing else to lose. Let him play.
Right.
And the guy has gotten better with reps. And you got to get a coaching staff. You got to give John Lynch. You got to give this personnel department credit for finding this guy and developing him. And he's played in these big games. These, you know, you're going against A.J. Brown and Julio Jones. You're going against Odell Beckham Jr. and Cooper Kupp. You're going against Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb and Cedric Wilson. And the guy, Ambry Thomas, is holding his own. He locked him up deep. And then he forced Amari Cooper early in that football game. You know what? I love those tone setters from the quarterback
position. I
know
position. You do.
When they throw it out to the flat and the corner comes up and boom!
Tart had a couple
head.
Good
oh,
hits
Tart
like
had
that.
A good hit. But Ambry Thomas had a good hit early on. And Amari Cooper, he alligator arm a pass later. And I told you, he taps out. When it's a tough physical football game, Amari Cooper goes bye-bye.
Yeah.
He goes bye-bye. He don't want no part of that.
I thought Jordan Schultz was by far their most dynamic player outside of Wilson on offense.
Yeah.
Zeke did nothing.
Zeke was washed.
But he did have a sick block where he took out two 49ers.
Well, you know what? They said Zeke has a partially torn or spray PCR. I don't know what excuse they made for Ezekiel Elliott. Look, Cowboy fans behind me, I said, y'all need to put Pollard in. They goes, we know. Pollard's more explosive.
He had some great kick returns. We didn't even talk about it. The George Kittle pass to the side. Jimmy underthrows him. He has to pick it up off the ground, then fumbles, and they blew it dead because he was an incomplete. My heart stopped six times on that one play.
Dude.
Jimmy, I don't need – just throw it to him in the numbers.
Dude.
He short hops him, and then Kittle gets blasted. He fumbles on the – I was like two consecutive turnovers, short-sided field, like – I don't know
that
about you, but
erupted.
I kept thinking as a Niner fan, we're adults. You know, my entire adult life, this team has let me down. They've broken my heart. That's all I kept thinking. They're going to lose this game in horrific fashion, and it's going to break my heart, and we're going to be memes.
You know what I thought?
Instead, the Cowboys became memes.
No, you know what? I thought it was going to come down to another Jimmy drive to win the game, just like last week.
Oh,
that's how I was thinking. Hey, it looked like a fumble. Let's go to my main man, Shaka, and then we get to
Shaka.
Robin. Shaka first. Shaka, let's go to Shaka in Berkeley, then we get to Robin right after this. Shaka, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Hey, Hey man, I saw you on social media out there. You was out there talking big smack, man.
Hey, I had to do what I had to do, man. They tested me out there. Man. They brought out the dog.
You and Shasky, I know y'all happy because y'all real San Francisco faithful, man. So I'm happy for y'all, man. I think that Arby Thomas, he's going to be tested next week because they're playing a guy named Aaron Rodgers. I'm still riding with y'all, hoping y'all win, man. Man, but I don't know about today or tomorrow. But this morning, Monte, you was off the hook, man, when you got on the radio, bro. I'm getting off doing a night shift, but I was about to go in the house, take the garbage in. I heard you on the radio. You was going crazy, man.
Hey, man, I'm turned up right now, Shaka. I'm turned up, and you can't turn me down. You can't turn Shasky down. This is a game we've been waiting on. Shaka, you grew up. You know what this rivalry is all about. Thanks for the call, man. Thanks for the call. Hopefully you stay up with us until 9 o'clock. Look, it's big time. It's big time. Niners, Cowboys, it's big time. And a lady who's about to come on the airways knows all about it. It's Robin in the city. Robin, you're on the roast. Good morning, sweetie.
Hey, you guys. Good morning, Sugars. A couple of points real quick. Bonte, that commercial with you missing the basketball rim is hilarious. I crack up every time. You got goggles on? Anyway, Shasky.
Yo.
I wanna commend you and Bonte both. Yes, we can pick Jimmy G apart, but you guys really are not going there because it'll take the shine away from the win.
Exactly.
It'll set the stage for the rest of the callers to come in and get on that page. So I really like the way you guys are trying to move in a more positive direction. I know I get on you a lot, so I wanted to say that to you. I respect that. I can hear it. That's what you're trying to do. Having said that, he shouldn't have thrown that damn ball. And then,
you sound like my dad.
And then I want to say this. I know, Shasky, you were so glad for the first time in your life that Jimmy actually underthrew a damn ball.
Yes.
Otherwise, you would have been a turnover. And I want to say this. Bonte, look at Kyle Shanahan when he thought Kittle fumbled that ball. He was pissed at George Kittle. Kittle came up to Shanahan. Shanahan said something to him and turned his damn head. He gave Kittle the Jimmy G treatment. Check it out. Peace out, you guys. Keep doing the good work this morning.
I love
Thank
it.
You, Robin. Hey, Richard Hightower, excuse me, not Tim Hightower. Richard Hightower, the special teams coordinator. Thanks, 408.
Was
on
Tim
the Comcast
Hightower
business
a running back?
Text line. Yeah, for the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah,
remember that?
Yeah.
OG Tim Hightower.
That's who he was. Well, the George Kittle, look, the reality is this. He's a great blocker, but he still needs to get two or three targets every single half. I mean, like, at minimum. Like
quarter. Quarter.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, in a playoff game, I understand there's probably going to be less possessions because you're going to suck the air out of the ball. But, like, man, it's just I'd like to see him get involved because he is a matchup nightmare. And Shanahan yesterday, I mean, he had no patience for anybody.
No.
And I don't blame him.
You know
when
what?
It was fourth and one and he punted it away, I know a lot of 49ers like, go for it. They're like screaming and yelling.
No.
I understand after almost turning it over with George Kittle, actually, you did turn it over with the Jimmy Garoppolo interception. I kind of felt it. And here's the other thing. You got to understand that your defense right now is humming.
Yep.
The defense is, at that point in the game, how the game was swinging and going back and forth. I had more faith in the defense stopping Dak and them than the Niners getting 1 yard. And I know they're built to get 1 yard, but they weren't in that moment of that game. So I'm not mad at Shanahan for that.
888-957-9570. Give us your thoughts on yesterday's game. And to reply to you and what you just had to say, Shasky, I'm not mad at Shanahan about that either. He had to do what he had to do yesterday.
And he won.
He had to do what he had to do yesterday. I thought he was in the Shanahan, when I was watching that game, he was the least of my worries. There's a couple nitpicks. The 3rd-and-2 Anquan Boldin run.
Yeah,
you don't
okay.
go for it, but you got the points.
Yeah.
All right, you got the points. I'm cool with that. A couple calls here and there. What thrilled with. But you know what? When Jimmy threw that pick, I get it. You got to dial it down because Jimmy all of a sudden, hair's on fire.
Yeah.
Crowd's going crazy. White towel's getting waved.
When he missed Ayuk, it was like.
Oh, Shasky.
Just take a little off of it.
Dude. Oh.
He's wide open. Oh. They were killing Diggs with double moves.
What we say?
Killing
what
Diggs.
We say last week.
Ayuk had some big boy plays.
So,
how about the one on the sideline where he stretches out and gets the first down?
And he showed all hands.
So sick.
It was all hands. Diggs has 11 interceptions. gave up the most yards all season and the most yak yards at quarterback. He got hit with that double move. I thought one of the best plays of the game was when Jimmy rolled out right on a play action pass. Coming across on a crosser. Actually, it was second quarter. Cowboys had just scored with Amari Cooper. It was 10-7.
Yeah.
Niners get the ball. First play, play action pass. Jimmy boots out to the right. Ayuk is coming on a crosser.
He recognizes
that, hey, I'm not open here. I'm going to turn it up. I'm going to turn the route up.
And found a little open spot.
And Garoppolo threw it to Ayuk, boy, and it settled everybody down. That was a huge play to get back in field goal range. They go at 16-7, and I thought it was cool to just shut down the momentum of the Cowboys. Because you know what the Cowboys should have done all game, which really worked for them? Was the up-tempo offense.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
Which concerns me next Saturday with the Green Bay Packers. If they go no huddle and they go up-tempo, we'll get there. But
how about how about when they were going to go, they'd run the fake punt, and then McCarthy is doing this song and dance where we're going to keep the formation out there. And I'm saying, Shanahan, do not call timeout. You have the right team out there. Right. It's okay. Just do not call timeout. Shanahan doesn't call timeout. They get a delay of game penalty?
Unbelievable.
What was Mike McCarthy doing? I think they got a field goal on that drive.
You know what? I think the Niners ended up calling a timeout.
No, they did not. They did not call a timeout. They got a delay of game penalty and went back. The Niners ran out their different defense.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought they called a timeout there.
They just wasted 45 seconds.
All right, what's coming up on the game brought to you by Whole Foods Market. Dre and Lamar will get you on the other side.
What a game.
888-957-9570. Give us your thoughts. The Morning Roast presented by Timeless Coffee. And boy, do I need me some Timeless today. I'm off 3 hours of sleep. What's your excuse, Rolsters? 888-957-9570. I see the Comcast business text line rolling. I see the YouTubers, Rolsters on YouTube and Twitch. It's on fire. Niners win. They're going to Green Bay, folks.
Juszczyk, the fullback. Mitchell, the running back. They toss it to him. Juszczyk out in front. Throws the block. Mitchell to the corner. And the 49ers take it the distance on the opening drive for the touchdown.
Wow, what an opening drive. And you're nervous right now if you're a Cowboy fan.
Now, back to the Morning Roast, presented by Timeless Coffee with Bonte and Shasky.
Nervous after the first drive, Robo? Really?
They went through them like a hot knife through butter.
It was too easy.
Clinical.
Oh, it was too easy. And that drive had me turned up. Seven plays, 75 yards.
They threw it.
Four straight plays of 10-plus yards. The wide receiver screen to Deebo Samuel.
Yeah.
Brandon Ayuk had a big slant on that play. Juwan Jennings with the big third down catch.
That was a dime.
Dime. It was surgical. Well, and it was a tone setter type of drive.
There's no doubt about it. I want to talk about Deebo for a second and line him up. 888-957-9570. Cowboys Niners. Instant classic. Roger Craig is considered like kind of a part of the evolution of the position, right, when it comes to running back.
Yeah, first 1,000-yard rusher, first 1,000-yard receiver.
Yeah, he was a running back who could run routes like a wide receiver and had great hands and obviously started as a fullback and then evolved into the running back position. I look at Deebo as like the reverse Roger Craig, right? He's a wide receiver who's damn good. I mean, an elite wide receiver. But they're using him, and he has the skill set of a running back. He's the reverse Roger Craig. And what he did yesterday on that sweep, where he just kind of, boom, and then turns on the R2 turbo button jets to get to the end zone. Is there a more fun player since Jerry Rice in the open field?
Well, let's hear that play. This came after K'Wall Williams' interception. It was 16-7 in the third quarter. Cowboys trying to find their way. Dak Prescott looking for Cedric Wilson. Cedric Wilson goes in. Dak Prescott throws it out. K'Wall Williams makes a hell of a play on the ball. Interception. And on the first play of that ensuing drive, here's what Deebo did.
Deebo follows his blockers and takes off. Inside the 10. What a run. Touchdown, San Francisco.
Jim Nantz on the call for CBS Sports. Deebo Samuel, from my vantage point in the seat, Shasky, Deebo got the sweep. I'm like, man, there's going to be nothing there. But that lane, and he cut it back, and I said, that lane is wide open. And the thing is, he doesn't look like he's the fastest. Like Jerry Rice.
Exactly.
But once he gets into the open field, it is bye-bye, I'm gone. And he was gone in the end zone.
And think about how many wide receivers who are 5'11", who go across the middle, and a Vander Esch middle linebacker, outside linebacker type has them completely stifled and still can't take them down.
They can't take them down.
Because he's as strong as an ox.
He's tough. The guy
is just a monster. When you're like, oh, that's a one-yard gain. Boom, 3-4 yards because he keeps churning and he goes forward. The guy is unreal. I mean, he's unreal.
How fitting is the name Deebo?
It's one of the great names of all time. His elbow, Bonte, when I saw the gash on his elbow, I said, that man right there was born to play football.
You know why?
Deebo.
That was a grown man game.
Oh, there's no doubt.
You know, Nash Solomon was texting me yesterday. Our buddy Nash, former producer here at 95.7 The Game. He said, Bonte, this is a man's game.
Yes.
This ain't for the kids.
Uh-uh.
This is a man's game. This is grown man football. You know what Deebo does? He plays grown man football. What a run that was to go up 23-7 and really quiet the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
The fans behind me, they left after that. I did not see them the rest of the game.
Oh.
A couple Cowboy fans started going for the exits.
Why? Okay, when they showed it at the beginning, when they opened the Jerry's World, everyone's like running. Is there like a standing room only section?
So let me
Why
tell
is
you.
Everyone running?
So let me. This is how they do it at Jerry's World. So they have these barricades, right? You're walking through these barricades,
yeah.
And then you go through the metal detectors, and they scan the ticket. Boom, you scan the ticket. So right there where everybody running, there's like this big party lot on each side of the stadium.
Gotcha.
So they got the fake field. They got the Miller Lights they're selling. Gotcha.
It's inside?
They got music. So it's like inside of where you do your ticket. So
gotcha.
When you rush inside,
gotcha.
When you're standing right there outside where you're about to walk up, your ticket's already scanned.
Gotcha.
You're already good.
Gotcha.
So then – people were just waiting. So I'm sitting there, right? And people were just waiting for the doors to open. They open the doors, and people just start sprinting in there. They just start sprinting. I'm like, that's dangerous as hell.
Yeah, but why?
Why do they do that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is there a standing room only section?
There is standing room only section.
Because that's what I was thinking in my brain.
But people are running to the seats, though, too.
Oh, they're running.
They're running to their seats
it
as
just,
well.
See, it reminded me of like when Walmart releases PS5s and people are fighting in the streets.
Right.
Like you said, it looked very dangerous.
No, it was dangerous. It's very dangerous. It's like, Jerry Jones will give, I guess he doesn't care about his people, but it was like, wait, this happens every single game? So I asked fans who were there, I was like, yo, do they let people just rush in like that? I was like, yeah, both sides of the stadium. Why?
Yeah, it looks insane.
I would rather have people right there at those doors skating the tickets to control the traffic. Instead, people were just waiting. So I thought that's what it was.
Are they serving beer outside?
They're serving beer. Like, they got food. It's kind of like a Levi's Stadium tailgate. Or like the Hilton Hotel.
Yeah,
it's like the Hilton.
I was going to say what they have down at AT&T Park across the street. But imagine if that was enclosed.
Exactly.
And you scan your ticket before you go in.
Right.
So it's like a beer garden.
Right, exactly.
Gotcha.
So it's pretty cool. I thought, like, okay, this process is cool.
Yeah.
We're all standing right there.
Yeah,
I don't have to worry about walking
what
in
was
to
the
show
weather
my
like?
Ticket. But it was, man, when I touched down Saturday night, it was 31 degrees.
Oh.
And cold.
Oh.
That wind was howling.
Yeah.
I was like, oh boy.
So you underdressed?
No, I had my jacket on. I was warm.
Okay.
But I kind of like that cold air to hit me, especially when you get off a flight.
Yeah.
I'm like, I need that cold air.
And you're hotter than steam?
Look at you. I got to bring up something, too. I think my girlfriend's listening right now, so don't hate me for this. Maybe
just get to it. I want to hear it. I can't wait.
But it was about 55 degrees yesterday.
Okay.
About 55 degrees.
Perfect.
So let me say.
Weather.
So I'm in the stadium, right? I get in the stadium about an hour early.
Yeah, and you got a personalized custom jersey that you had to come by and swoop
thank
up.
You, thank
and
you.
It looks so
thank
hard.
It looks so hard.
Come on, admit it looks so hard.
It felt so hard. It felt fresh, right? So I'm in there watching, and I'm watching the pregame warm-ups, and we're watching the Tampa Bay Philly game.
Uh-huh.
By the way, Philly got stomped.
They had opportunities. They just didn't capitalize on any of them.
Yeah, they weren't going to win that game. So next thing you know, it's about 30 minutes, right? Dak's getting fired up.
Yeah.
You see the Niners run off the field, so you're like, okay, it's about to be kickoff, man. The game's finally here. JB and the boys about to send it to Arlington. Romo dance, it's on and popping. I got to say, man, the Cowboy cheerleaders, let me say this about them. It is next level.
How?
Their dance routine.
Oh,
when they got out there.
Thank you, Janet.
I'm telling you. I'm a sucker for all that. Are they all beat?
Yeah.
Do they have the right steps?
Did you bring binoculars?
No, I did not bring binoculars. No, it wasn't even about that. I love good choreography.
Oh.
I love that stuff.
Yeah?
You know what I'm saying?
Step Team Bonte.
Dude, I'm serious, man. They set a tone that I was like, oh, yeah, everything's bigger in Texas, right? Dude, it was the beat, the music, the way they waved the pom-poms, the step-throughs, the leg kicks, everything. I said, oh, no wonder they're so hyped up. No wonder they're so hyped up. And I was like, I'm looking around and people are just like into it. So look, there's the Raiderettes and there's the Cowboy cheerleaders
and the Laker girls.
The Laker girls. I'd never seen the Laker girls.
Well, aren't they like, you know, the gold standard?
I don't know. I thought the Cowboy cheerleaders were the gold standards.
No, you're probably right. I thought for some reason in my mind the Laker girls were higher on the hierarchy.
But I've seen the Cowboy cheerleaders and the Raiderettes. Okay. They're the best in the business.
Okay.
Hands down. Okay. Hands down. Right. They know what they're doing. They know what they're doing out there. Yeah. They practice, obviously, really, really well.
Sam
they practice hard. So let's just move on here.
This is where you got to hit me with. You don't got to watch the film. I watch the film, Shasky.
Dude, I'm telling you.
All on the cheerleaders.
Dude, I'm telling you. They obviously practice 5 days a week. I mean, I was like, damn, they're good. They're really, really good. Beyonce would be proud.
A lot of FaceTime calls for me yesterday from people at the venue. One from you, got one from Niner Nick. Nothing from Guru. So I don't know if he's calling in sick today or what.
I FaceTimed Guru 4 times yesterday. He did finally, he picked up after the game.
Yeah? Did he have sunglasses on?
No, he did not have sunglasses on, but the light wasn't on. He was sitting next to me, his lovely wife. And, you know, he's just saying, man, Dak got to go. McCarthy got to go.
He has like 4 Dak jerseys.
I know. How about, can we flip his video and play it for the folks?
Oh, yeah, please.
Can you get that sound?
Please. That was like a WWE cut promo. He waited till Friday, 5 o'clock. What a news dump, by the way.
What a news dump. I mean, prototype news dump.
Yeah, tell people what happened.
Yeah, so Guru, to duck all the drive-bys he would have gotten had he released his video on Monday, the playmaker, Michael Irvin, joined Steiny and Guru 12:30 Friday. It was great.
Yeah.
Guru was ecstatic. Yeah. He was happy. It's his favorite Cowboy. So he waits till about 3 o'clock Friday.
Big shocker that Michael Irvin's his favorite Cowboy.
Yeah, right? It's no shock. So Michael Irvin comes on.
I love Guru.
3 o'clock Friday afternoon, I get alerts on Twitter. And it's Guru and the camera calling out Shasky and I.
It was on.
I've held it long enough.
Yes.
I held it long enough. So when we roll that sound in, we're going to play it for everybody. We're going to play it for everybody. And it was just like, oh, I couldn't even be mad at it.
But everybody has that one Cowboy fan in their life who is Guru and, like, is just flamboyantly annoying, right?
That
just
shoved
the Cowboys down your throat.
No doubt.
Right? If you have a big house party, it could be the Niners and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Isn't there always one Cowboy fan who shows up?
Always one.
Always.
It's always one.
It's why yesterday was so sweet. The 8th installment, they're now 3-5 against the Cowboys in the playoffs. We're getting closer, baby. Let's go.
We're getting closer. All right, let's I'm getting in trouble for the cheerleader, sir. I'm serious, man. Like, what's wrong with me saying that? What's wrong with me saying that?
You're people got a problem. Talent with assessor.
It. I am a talent assessor.
Yeah.
That's what I do. I scout. I have opinions.
So they kept showing Jerry Jones in the booth last night. Not much John Lynch. I don't know if I saw
him. He was on the field, though. I saw John Lynch on the field.
Because I didn't see him during the broadcast. Yeah. Jerry looks really old.
Yeah,
he's getting up there.
He is getting up there.
He's getting up there, man.
He is.
And boy, to see them lose.
I told you, I love watching Jerry Jones lose.
It was
great.
And then
I love hearing Jerry Jones after the game said, you know, this is a really talented team, and you just can't waste talent like that. This is a massively.
Yeah, that's when he's licking Scott Tenorman's face right there.
Dude, he's just talking about how disappointing the loss was.
Because, B, you know what it reminded me of? It was like he was the king in Gladiator, and he was going to go either thumbs up or thumbs down on Mike McCarthy and his staff. Clearly, it's thumbs down.
Thumbs down, thumbs down. Let's go to.
Cowboys, 11 straight playoff appearances, yet to meet the conference finals.
What was that? The Cowboy Invitational.
How about them boys?
How
about the boys?
Losers.
How about them boys? How about them boys?
How about the boys?
I did was turn on my phone, and I heard you, Bonte, going off on a rant about them boys and the punks that they are and their fans and the punks and the losers that we've known all along. And welcome to the club. I've seen 2 NFC Championship games myself. Thank you for going, Bonte, and representing. I love it, my man.
I had to do what I had to do. Now,
did you almost have a heart attack like me, Dre? I had like 7 heart attacks in the final 3 minutes.
The final 3 minutes lasted an eternity. I cannot believe the calls you were making. But I got to tell you guys one thing. I was at the 92 NFC Championship game, January 93, where they called some BS calls. And the first drive where Mitchell got that touchdown, last week they called a holding on Ayuk on the same way. He was grabbing the wide receiver's pads. And when they let it go, I knew they were going to call it down the middle.
Yep.
They could call whatever they want at the end of the game, but as long as they called it down the middle the rest of the game, the Niners are the better team. The better team won. I'm listening to my favorite guys on the radio. I'm smiling. I'm happy. Thank you guys for bringing the love into my heart and all our Niner fans.
No doubt.
You guys rock. Our Niners rock.
Thanks. Thanks, Dre. And before we get to the lines again, Nick, Cade, Antonio, I'll see you guys. We'll get to you in just a second here. 888-957-9570. Niners beat the Cowboys. What's your big takeaway from yesterday? Who's the MVP?
I'll tell you.
If you had a game ball to give one, if you had two, I'll give you two game balls.
Yeah, good.
Who's your game balls?
Number one, Emmanuel Mosley. Okay. Emmanuel Mosley's not going to get a lot of love this week. I thought he played outstanding football yesterday against a dynamic wide receiver core. Number two, it's Deebo Samuel. He had one 26-yard run. Yeah. One. He ran for 76. Also caught a couple of passes. Zeke Elliott had 31 rushing yards on 12 carries. Okay? So Deebo had one 26-yard run. And Zeke had 31 yards rushing all game. I'm going to say that again. The wide receiver had 26-yard run. One of them, just one of those, of his 76 yards on the ground. And Zeke had 31. Deebo Samuel's been an absolute monster. The real game balls, though, like, because you're going to individuals.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Units, offensive, defensive line. That's where this game was won, right, in the trenches.
So my two game balls would go to, one would go to Eric Armstead.
He was awesome.
I think Eric Armstead maybe him had his DJ. Best game as a 49er. I want to give DJ Jones
he played out
ball,
of his mind. He was getting held all game.
DJ Jones should be getting all pro votes. That's how dominant he's been this year in the middle.
Yes.
He's stepped up big time for Javon Kinlaw. But Eric Armstead, I'm going to give him a game ball. I've been really hard on Eric Armstead over the years. I have.
Six pressures yesterday.
The guy has been unbelievable down the stretch.
With no Bosa.
No Bosa. He was unbelievable. He stepped up without Bosa.
Agreed.
That was grown man football by Eric Armstead yesterday. So I'm going to give him a game ball. I'm also going to give Elijah Mitchell a game ball.
Oh, I love that kid.
He ran with physicality.
My guy.
And he did not fumble. Did not fumble.
85 yards after contact.
Did not fumble
of the
yesterday.
97.
Did not fumble at all. So I'm going to give Elijah Mitchell, Eric Armstead, game balls there. But you're right. The game's one of the trenches. And we know the Cowboys are punks. They don't like physical football. That's not how they roll. They like the finesse game. And when you make them one-dimensional, these are the results you get. 23-43 for Dak Prescott. They were one-dimensional. Can't wait like that in the playoffs.
How many times did he just throw it? I don't even know if it was Aaron. I thought it was on purpose because the coverage was so good and the pressure was coming. He threw short. He threw long. He was off all day. Yeah. That, to me, is a byproduct of pressure and coverage.
Pressure.
I thought D'Amico Ryans had his finest game of the year in terms of mixing up the coverages. Yep.
No doubt. Here's Daryl the Guru Johnson because, a lot of people are asking about the clouds for 105.3 The Fan. I'm like, should I call them clouds, jabronis?
I don't even care about them. They're irrelevant in my life.
Well, they talked that money game, and I was waiting for the Venmo. They went about that life.
When you're from New Jersey, then you move to Texas, you probably, don't have loyalty in the soil.
So forget those Cowboy fans. Here's Guru Friday.
Mm.
Friday after the show.
Yeah, 4
when
o'clock
he knew he had
news
no
dump.
Airtime. Yep. Yeah. Here's what Guru said Friday, taking a shot at Shasky and I.
I've been holding it in all week, guys. Bonte, I hope you have a great flight. But I also hope you have the worst experience of your life in Dallas. So you know what that means. You see what I'm wearing. You see the star. Shasky, I want to go back to the playoffs. Well, guess what, my friend? You are in the playoffs. I hope it's short-lived. And I hope by Sunday night you two are hurt like it ain't no tomorrow. I talked to my guy, Michael, the playmaker, Irvin. I'm fired up. So let's go, Dallas. Let's go. It starts now, Dak. Let's go.
It starts now, and it ends now.
The best part about that whole thing is I wanted him at the end to be like, I'll see you, brother, in WrestleMania in 3 weeks. It was such a good promo.
It was such
I love Guru.
Shasky, I want to go back to the playoffs. It was so
I also
good
hope you glasses have the worst trip of your life.
How about his wife just sitting at the kitchen table in the background like nothing's happening?
Hey, I love his wife. Happening. When me and my dad went up there to shoot Elevate Your Tailgate, she made the best sweet tea we've ever had. My dad loves his sweet tea.
Dude, oh, it was
I
great
love Mia.
It was great. By the way, your pops, how's he feeling right now?
Oh, I got to read some of his texts. I gave my phone to Curly because we ordered burritos.
All right.
My dad losing his mind. No, 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 Jimmy, no. And then the fake punt. I knew the fake punt was coming.
Everybody
we all
did
knew the fake we punt all knew was, coming. Was coming. He was losing his mind. And then at the end,
Bones fossil.
Thank God. That's it. Just thank God.
Man. Oh, man. You know what? I'm off 3 hours of sleep, and it felt like I got 10. I feel so good right now. 888-957-9570.
But when Jimmy floated that pass, Bonte, everyone in 49er country was like, oh, my God.
So let me.
Oh, my God.
Let me set the scene.
23-10, I think, was the score.
Can I set the scene inside the stadium? So McCarthy.
I almost threw up.
McCarthy kicks the field goal, right?
Yes, yes.
Which Cowboy fans were booing. They were booing. We still need two possessions. So Jimmy on that play, Trent Sherfield actually is kind of open.
Mm-hmm.
And he airballs and he throws the pick. I instantly duck my head and go, oh, no. Because I just sent out the video because Nahegan, our program director, Bonte, I don't hear you. So I'm already 4 or 5 beers deep. I'm loaded. I'm feeling good. I said, you know what? Let me do it right now.
You got to wait till double zeros, bro.
I know. I usually do. I'm usually good about that stuff. I had to flex, right?
Was that the Xfinity flex moment of Sunday?
It may have been. It was. That was good. It was a flex.
By
I had
way,
to flex, Shasky.
You are part as white as I am and part as red as the 49er jersey right now. You are working on fumes right now.
No, I'm fired up, man. I got a full
this
ticket
burrito's
gas,
going to breathe life back into you.
I got a full ticket gas,
by the
man
way, what's the over-under on Curly actually getting this burrito?
Dude, yeah, I know, right? He's already got him. He's already got him.
Oh,
I want to eat him right
God,
now.
He's got him.
I've got the Gatorade. I've got the water. I bought a Monster Energy drink. I haven't drank a Monster Energy drink in 10
you
years.
Ed Orgeron?
I haven't even cracked it yet. It's like the last resort.
Where'd
it's
you
like
go,
the last resort.
This morning?
No, I went to our kitchen.
Oh,
our
you
kitchen
went to the
has
kitchen
liquids. Yeah.
Oh.
Company kitchen, baby.
Oh, they restocked it.
They restocked.
It's been so long since
dude,
I went in there.
When Jimmy threw that pick.
Oh, Doc, dude.
The towel started waving. It got loud. And then, boom. Dak to CD. Dak to Cooper.
Cooper.
And then it was to CD
yes
to get inside the 10-yard line. And then Dak runs it in, and it's 23-17. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, no.
That's all I kept thinking about.
Oh,
we're
going to no
we're gonna lose this in
oh,
heartbreaking
no
fashion. Because all my adult life, all the Niners do is break my heart at the altar. That's what they do.
Honestly, I thought it was going to be a sad flight. I thought right then and there, I said, it's going to be a sad flight. I'm going to cry.
What did
I'm
I text
about to cry.
What did I text
I
you?
Don't remember what you texted me. The text was coming in. What you texted me?
I texted like, I cannot believe Jimmy threw that
oh,
pass
yeah,
in that moment right there.
My guy Carlos Santana sitting next to me. I kept saying, I said, why did he do that?
I did. And then you got 4th-and-1 coming up, and everyone's like, go for it. I'm like, no.
No.
Do not go for it. Punt
it
and play defense.
Yeah,
do not go for it.
Don't
and then
do that.
On that drive preceding that 4th-and-1, he threw low to Kittle. Kittle's open.
Oh.
If he hits him in stride, maybe you get 5 or 6 yards. It's a first down. Instead, he throws low. Kittle fumbles. I'm thinking, oh, my God. Back-to-back possessions with turnovers.
Hey,
short-sided field.
When we saw the replay, and it was incomplete.
It was like, thank
God.
Thank
the heavens.
Thank God.
Thank the heavens. And one time, Jimmy underthrows a pass.
Thank God.
Thank the heavens.
Thank God.
And, dude, they got the benefit of doubt, too. They got the hands-to-the-face penalty on Alex Mack, which was the right call.
Hey.
It was the right call.
They literally were throwing the helmet up and over the head over and over and over again. 72, dude. 97, 94, all the D Cowboys.
Man, in person, and even on television, when I watched the game back on the flight, because I barely slept on the flight.
They were so undisciplined.
They are so sloppy.
It's on them.
It's so sloppy.
Yeah.
I can't believe how sloppy they are. Hands to the face. You could have called that all day long.
The whole game.
To get that first down, automatic first down on 3rd-and-12, was quietly a big moment in that fourth
quarter.
I
thought it was also a pass interference on Deebo. I thought, Jim, again, they didn't show the replay in real time, but it looked like a – bang, bang, where Debo was getting to the ball. The DB hit him prior. I thought Jimmy threw a dime.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's get back out to the lines. I want to hear from the faithful here. 888-957-9570. Let's rat-a-tat-tat-um,
Shasky. Let's go.
Nick and Berkeley, who set the tone Friday.
On, Nick.
As a matter of fact, Nick and Berkeley had the flex moment of the day on Friday.
What's up, y'all?
Nick, what's up, baby?
Hey, man, I'm so sparked up right now. I barely just slept, man. And let me tell you something. They were done after the first quarter, dude. The fans are quiet. The Cowboy fan don't ever talk bad about a Niner fan. And don't talk bad when you're talking smack. Leave somebody's moms out of it, first of all. You guys are so ancient. You're like stuck in 1980s. And let me tell you, man, you ever see, this may sound crazy, but have you ever seen a pack of mongoose run through a pack of meerkats because they'd be squatted, right? They were flying around, getting tossed in there like little meerkats when the mongoose run through there. And let me tell you, man, I love my boy G.J. Jones, boy. He was feasting. And what I'm really pissed about more than anything is the fact that these referees are not giving Bosa the respect. And he gets tackled from behind and takes a knee to the chin.
No respect.
And they've been doing that all year, man. They're going to get him hurt. But I'm going to tell you this right now. We told him what we was going to do. They already knew what they knew that we knew what we was going to do, and we did it. And we're about to go up to Green Bay. And we're going to be melting cheese pots all day long. We're going to smash Rodgers. We're going to smash them right up out of there, man. Then we're going to go to Tampa Bay and smash them. But yesterday, I don't like this. I just thought to myself, Guru, I know Guru's a Cowboy fan. I didn't say nothing all week. But I knew what you were alluding to on Friday. But I was like, remember Dice Clay? I was thinking to myself, when they was whooping on us. I was dying laughing. And then all my boys was calling up trying to rewrite us. When some of them made the game, I wasn't even worried. I wouldn't be tripping because our boys are out there thugging right now.
Yeah, they are.
We have taken over the streets, and we are straight thugging.
Straight thugging. I love it.
We don't talk about – they made a trade during the middle of the season. It was like a ho-hum trade for Charles Omenihu.
It happened during our show. Remember, we're like –
and we kind of laughed at it.
We laughed at it. And we didn't know who he was.
He wasn't perfect yesterday. But, boy, thank God they made those acquisitions. Arden Key in the offseason, what a great acquisition. Because the depth to be able to withstand the Nick Bosa not playing for the whole second half, we can't talk about it enough.
So how about Willis? Another subtle move they made last year.
He made a great play.
The same thing like Omenihu. Right. Remember
good
last
call.
Year? Like, oh, we got this
really good
Willis guy.
He had
from
sack.
Well, remember, he's from Kansas State.
Yep.
Big 12 defensive player of the year for New York Jets.
Yeah.
Defensive player of the year to Big 12 out of Kansas State. We're like, Willis, this is your
Ho-hum.
Willis. You know what? He had a They were solid yesterday.
I know.
And for the most part yesterday, I thought they contained Dak Prescott and kept him in the pocket. And when he thought about leaving the pocket and running out, they were on him.
Yes.
They were on him. So I thought it was a great defensive game plan yesterday by D'Amico Ryans.
And then Fred Warner comes out of the game, and you're thinking, not the knee. And they're like, ankle. I'm like, I'll take the ankle.
Somebody said ACL, and I just like,
he was going on the ground, I thought his knee was shredded. I'm thinking, all I could think was, great, Bowman again. We paid a linebacker, and he got hurt.
Well, let me just tell you, like, at that point, I was crestfallen. I was
Everyone
dead.
Was.
I was just like, just go ahead. Why has it got to go down like
Morale
this?
Morale was at an all-time low. I don't care what anyone says.
I was just thinking to myself, I can't believe I talked all this mess for this to happen to me. I said, the sports gods really are cruel. The sports gods were really bite you in the ass by talking too early. Let's go to my guy Kane in Oakland. Kane, what's happening? You're on the roast. Kane, what's up, baby?
Hey, Shasky, what's Gucci?
What's up, man?
Oh, man, I'm good. I know one thing, though. That front four went down to the Atlanta Cowboy boots and hats and brought that smoke. They did not want it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
My boy Debo out there snatching chains, taking bikes. He got that boy in the backfield looking like Denzel Washington, a.k.a. Booker Eli, running for 100.
Let's go.
The whole team did their thing. You know, Jimmy G was Jimmy G. But all around the way, that was a good win, man. Loving it for my Niners. Bang, bang, Niners gang, we in the building. It's your boy, FOTF Infamous. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go to Antonio real quick.
Let's go.
Antonio, what's happening?
Debo.
You're on the roast.
Debo.
Yeah, man, Debo Samuel, man. He's like a Marshawn Lynch mixed with Frank Gore, mixed with T.O., mixed with Hines Ward. You know, he's a fabulous player. And Eric Armstead, he's making me forget about DeForest Buckner. DeForest Buckner who? But, yeah, man, we hitting these corner swerving. Yo, Guru, Jerry Rice is better than Michael Irvin. And y'all couldn't stop Debo. Where's your season at? Oh, it got repoed. Yeah, baby. On to the next one.
I love
Jay Jones, he looks like he was looking like Warren Sapp out there at times. You know, I was getting Warren Sapp vibes. But hey, you guys, on that 4th and 11 play, when Dak scrambled and threw it, I was getting Eli Manning to David Tyree vibes. I was scared.
Yeah,
everyone did.
Everybody. It was cover zero blitz.
Everyone
Thanks
did.
Thanks for the call, Antonio.
My heart
It was cover
dropped.
Zero blitz. And when Jimmy Ward couldn't quite get the Dak, and he threw it up, and I saw CeeDee Lamb and Cedric Wilson down there, I almost closed my eyes.
Bro.
And it went incomplete, and I see a text from my mom, the great Becky Tindall. She said, Bonte, I turned the game off 5 minutes ago. My nerves were too bad. And I said,
she sent it right then and there.
She, like, 5 minutes before, I looked down at it right after that play. And I said, damn, mom checked out of this game 5 minutes ago.
Dude.
She was done. And I wanted to check out the stadium.
Bro.
Quietly, I wanted to just leave the stadium.
I had a repeat of 2016. So Father's Day 2016, I got banished to the basement.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Right? During the Warrior game,
game seven.
Game seven. We had the whole family. So we had some of the family over yesterday, and I had to go upstairs. I was cussing up a storm. Your boy was jumping around.
Yesterday?
I was bad yesterday. I was
screaming.
You got
sit by yourself?
Well, I took myself and gave myself a timeout. I took a TV 20 upstairs.
You have to.
And then when Debo on that 3rd and 10, Debo got that first down, I came running almost to the full header down my stairs. I came running down and was celebrating with everyone thinking game over. I thought game over 5 different times in that game. And boy, I was wrong. Until the end, when he goes, end of game. And everyone was like, is it really the end of the game? Are they really? It was unbelievable the way that finished.
So the rivalry, it's back.
Oh, 1,000%.
Look, it's back.
1,000%.
Let's hear from Kyle Shanahan on this rivalry.
But I ended up showing some of the guys Friday, and it's just kind of cool because you think back to those days, and, you know, those are my heroes, and they became my heroes by watching those games like most people from our generation. I just tried to remind their guys that, you know, Deion and Michael, they were 25 then. They're just like you guys, and, you know, showing them plays of Ricky Waters, and guys, these guys become everyone heroes because of what you do in the playoffs, not what you do in the season. And I don't think our guys totally know the rivalry. They got an idea now, but they knew the moment, and they were ready for it. And I mean, it was a tough game, and give a lot of credit to Dallas. It's a real good team. I'm real proud of our guys.
The rivalry, it's back. 100%. And I told you what I did the night before, Shasky. I like to feel pain going to a game for some reason. I'm sick of the visual. It's like a disease I have. I don't know what it is. But I got to watch the heartbreaking losses before a game day. And I watched the 92 game. I watched the 92 game the night before. And watching Emmitt Smith and Moose Johnson and Alvin Harper make plays, it drove me crazy. And it gave me that edge walking into that stadium Sunday where it was just like, you know, the Kyle Madsens of the world, he was talking Friday with Willard and Div saying, I don't feel anything. And I get it. The Niners and Cowboys haven't had any big games together since 95. But you know what? I guarantee you that young man feels it now. You better feel it now. Cowboys Niners mean something. Like, we've been having the Green Bay series, you know, beating up on the Green Bay Packers in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And we'll see them Saturday. The Rams, I think that rivalry maybe had a rebirth last Sunday at SoFi Stadium. But Niners-Cowboys, after not beating each other since 1995 in the playoffs, during a wild card weekend that didn't feel like a wild card game, that did not feel like a wild card game, it's back. The rivalry's back, and I can't stand the Cowboys anymore. We own them. Like Jimmy G. Garoppolo walking off that field saying, this is our house.
It was great.
It was great. It felt great, baby.
You know what the best part of yesterday was? The instantaneous memes of Dallas Cowboy fans being sad in the stands. When they showed the black lady just chilling there. When they showed the lady just chilling there with just utter disgust on her face, I was like, here we go. Here we go. Then there was the couple, and then you had the woman crying. Hey, I mean, I was loving every minute of it.
The real life memes, those memes you saw on the internet, that's how they were.
Yeah, were you high-fiving them?
Oh, no. So I get on the bus,
I would have been
right?
double finger gunning.
I get on the shuttle bus and get back to the hotel, right? This big old charter bus, right? And there's nothing Cowboy fans on there. And I'm sitting in the front, this big boy. I don't know why he wanted to sit next to me. He was about 300, but hey, it was all good. He wore a Steve Young jersey. He had a Steve Young jersey on. And man, I must have said a million times on the way to the hotel. It was only a 10-minute ride. Bang, bang, Niner game. I can't believe my boys did that. and the I would look back, and the faces they were making at me, it felt so good to make Cowboy fans look that sad. It feels, because they were so confident before the game. Oh, they were feeling it. They were loud. They thought they were feeling it. They thought this was their year.
Bonte, there's things that happen. You don't have to win a Super Bowl for a play or a game to be immortalized, right? The TL catch. Did they win the Super Bowl that year?
Nope.
Is it still iconic?
Absolutely.
You bring it up, people get goosebumps.
Yep.
How about the Alex Smith play? Did they win the Super Bowl that year?
Nope.
So, like, I know I want to win the Super Bowl. We got a long way to go. But, like, that's an iconic standalone game. The way that whole thing unfolded, and Deebo Samuel, I'm just telling you, man, Deebo Samuel is becoming an all-time 49er in front of our eyes. It's the most incredible thing.
Deebo follows his blockers and takes off. San Francisco.
Jim Dance on the call.
And John Curley, you're young. You didn't feel or witness the 49ers Super Bowl. You don't know anything about Cowboys Niners. Fourth quarter, do you hate the Dallas Cowboys? Are you losing your mind? Are you ready to throw up?
Joe, my heart stopped about 10 different times watching that. Do you know what this game reminded me of, fellas?
What?
It was the Saints playoff game.
Yes.
That's the game I point to as the best game that I can remember from Niners history other than the T.O. catch.
Yeah.
That's what it comes to. This reminds me. I have flashbacks of the Saints game.
How did you watch this game? Were you standing and pacing like I was, screaming and yelling?
Absolutely. It was like one of your guys' line was down. I was absolutely freaking out.
Full disclosure, this morning I woke up and I was supposed to be working from home, and the next thing you know that we are having technical difficulties, and I'm like,
nobody needs to
I
know.
Screamed at Curly. I'm like, on the biggest day of Niner history, I am driving
of course
in.
You screamed at him.
I was losing my mind.
I get a call from Curly.
I was losing my mind.
I'm off two
I love
and a half
you, Curly. I'm sorry.
I'm off 2.5-3 hours of sleep. Curly calls me. I'm like, bud, I'll be outside in 5 minutes. No, Shasky's coming in, and his line is off. Dude, relax. It's okay. The show writes itself today.
I pulled Brady. Yeah. I was screaming on the sidelines.
I'm like, dude. I knew you had gotten to him.
Yes.
Because he was shook.
I did 110 on 280.
And I was like, Curly, calm down. It's a victory Monday. We're going to be fine. It's going to be all good.
How sweet of a win for the Niners.
He's worried about the rundown on a Monday.
I mean, I told him, we don't need no paper. What is this?
What the hell am I holding?
Here's the rundown. Deebo.
Or how about this?
Let's go! It's our house, baby! Let's go!
Let's
Jimmy
go.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Let's go.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
He took a couple shots in this game.
Dude, he's tough.
He is.
He's tough.
He is.
One thing about him, you want to knock him. Everybody's knocking him. Oh, Jimmy Garoppolo did this in the second half. I get it.
Haters.
It's the playoffs. It's the playoffs.
It's not perfect.
It's not going to be
win
beautiful.
Win and move on.
Dude, the win is beautiful.
It is.
The win is beautiful.
Let's anybody go to... that's sour this morning isn't a real fan.
No,
it's just that simple.
Should not be sour.
You cannot be angry when you win a playoff game.
Nope. Let's go to Cameron. Cameron in Antioch. Cameron, what's happening?
Purple Haze.
Almost went Cameron on him. Cameron, what's happening?
Bang, bang. 90 game, man. How y'all doing this morning?
I'm so happy.
Okay, I feel y'all. Before I get in on my glorious Niners, man, I want to give a shout-out to a Bay Area legend, Tywan Jones, man. He got drafted by the Raiders, but now he with the Bills. He been going hard,
yeah.
11 years strong, so I want to give a shout-out to that Bay Area legend.
No doubt.
Yeah, good call.
Best gunner in the league. We need him to get on the Niners next year. I need y'all to talk about that, man. Shanahan with him would be crazy.
Yeah,
but yeah, man, let's get into these Niners, though. They did their thing. Deebo Samuel go crazy. He should be in a running for MVP of the league, what he's doing for this team right now. But Jimmy G keep making rookie mistakes. Well, we could give the rookie a chance to make rookie mistakes. He is truly holding us back. He did good for most of the game, but we knew it was coming with that weak interception, threw the ball over his head about three yards, like, we always win in spite of Jimmy. Everybody say Jimmy is winner. No, he is not. He's only winning because the Niners are in a system and they go crazy.
Yeah, I can't.
Trey Lance could
not
do
today,
the same
Cam.
Handoff.
Cam, I love you. I love you, Cameron. Call us back. Not today, though. He played winning football for the most part. He made a mistake. How many mistakes did Dak Prescott make?
Oh,
he makes $40 million dollars a year.
Yeah.
And people consider Dak Prescott a great quarterback. All right? He made mistake after mistake, and he was very inaccurate yesterday.
I think Jimmy has more quote unquote arm talent than Dak. And arm talent isn't just how far you throw
the
it.
Quick release.
Yes. Accuracy, the ability to teardrop one in. I don't know. And not that Jimmy's a perfect quarterback. I'll take Jimmy at his price point over Dak Prescott. I'm sorry.
Hey, Jimmy's won more big games than Dak has in
100%.
And Dak gets talked about every single day.
Every day.
Every single day.
Every day.
Every single day.
What
so
does he
I'm
hang his like sincere question. What does Dak hang his hat on? Leadership? Is that
That's
the quality?
That's basically it. Jimmy's a leader.
I agree.
You hear Juszczyk and Kittle and Shetty and Trent
Williams.
They
tough
all said
too.
It.
I'm not
Dak's
here to
tough.
Say that he's
not
tough.
We're not slandering Dak.
No.
But Jimmy did his thing yesterday. You played tough. The guy's playing with torn UCL.
Come on.
All right? I'm not saying he's Joe Montana. If it wasn't, but to Cameron's point, talking about, you know, they went in spite of Jimmy.
No.
You don't win that game in L.A. without Jimmy Garoppolo.
Well, on that first drive, he was pinpoint. I mean, go back and watch. The first drive, he was pinpoint.
He won in overtime at SoFi Stadium
today
to get you into the playoffs.
Today's not the
day.
No,
it's not
the day. We celebrate.
Let's go to Mike and San Carlos before we hit the break. Mike, what's happening, Mike?
San Carlos?
Hey, what's going on, fellas, man? That was an excellent game yesterday, regardless of the mistakes. I do want to have a quick couple of words for the dear departed, such as Guru and the Cowboys. All that smack you talked on Friday, I feel sorry for that dude. And then all the memes that are coming out on Twitter, it's ridiculous. The funniest one I've seen was Pentagon, Hexagon, Octagon, season gone. It's got a star. And then the nachos, I tweeted the nachos one. It's got a blue Doritos.
I seen that.
Nacho year.
Yeah.
Got a picture of Dak, a crying Jordan. It's just hilarious. I'm so glad the 49ers finally pulled it off. But I got a little nervous when that INT, because what happens when that INT happens, the mood of the team starts to like, oh, man, what's going to happen?
Hey,
you know what I mean? And subconsciously, you know, it affects a team. And
yes.
I told my son, I go, damn, that mistakes in the playoffs are kill you. But we pulled it out, man, and good old Dak slid in zero time. And can't blame the refs for that. That's dumb playing football right there.
No doubt.
Thank you so much for that call. Great call. Great call, Mike. Mike in Detroit. We're going to go to Motown right after the break. Then we'll go down to Phoenix, DeLore. Dave said, hey, Ricky, get Mike on hold. Mike on hold. We'll save him for after the break. After the break,
today's
Mike in Detroit.
The fans.
It's about the fans. 888-957-9570. You know how we roll on Mondays, especially on Victory Mondays. It's all about you, the roasters, the audience. 888-957-9570. I'll see you on the Comcast business text line. It's always open at 888-957-9570. YouTube, Twitch, it is humming right now. More coming up on the roast as we talk about the Niners advancing to the divisional round. They beat up on the Dallas Cowboys yesterday, 23-17. And oh, it feels so good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.